And now, this heiress's son isn't speaking to his mother. Guest. Okay, I'm in a really exciting place in my life right now. My parents have died, and I'm not communicating with the rest of my family, so there's nobody left to push my buttons. I've been doing the emotional journey like 2 hours a day, not because I have to, but because I love it. I'm so excited to get up and start it, you know? And it changed so many things in my life, I feel like I'm starting my life all over again. My son isn't speaking to me because he believes I'm blowing all my money. I don't have medical insurance, so there'll be nothing left for him after I go, and that I'm going to get sick, and I'm going to go into the hospital, and I'm going to blow all the money, so he's not speaking to me. I love my son, and I've done the emotional journey on that, and I feel pretty good about that, except I just wondered if there's any advice for me, because I would really love to have a relationship with him. Abraham. Well, we would say to our children, if we were standing in your physical shoes, there is a vortex that will allow all that you want to flow, and you do not need anything that has flowed through my vortex to be the stuff of yours. And then we would say, if you're not speaking to me because you're worried that there'll be no inheritance, then your thoughts are valid. Because I don't believe that an inheritance is good for you. I think finding your own way is good for you. And then he would say, but you have an inheritance. Why shouldn't your inheritance pass on to me? And then we would say to him, because you have access to the stream of well-being, and I want so much for you to experience the thrill of deciding you want something, opening your vortex, and letting it flow in. I don't want your happiness to be dependent upon me. I don't want your happiness to be dependent upon anyone. And so you're right, son. I'm doing my level best to make sure that my money and me all come to an end on the same day. Then, when he realizes that you're serious, he can make his own decisions about how much he wants to talk with you or not. But do you really want a relationship that's based on how much he's going to get from you after you die? Guest. No, no. Abraham. Do you really want a relationship that's based on how much stuff is going to come to you? In other words, the relationship that you want to have with anyone is based upon your alignment with Source and their alignment with Source. Guest. See, that's all he knows. Money has always come to him. Abraham. Well, then it always will. Guest. Well, through my family and through me. So that's all he sees. But I'll try talking to him. Abraham, well, you see what's happening? And this is really a good thing to discuss because what he is living is a very exaggerated example of what a lot of people feel. It's a very strong distortion, but a lot of people believe that there's a finite amount of wealth. In other words, there's so much in this trust fund that all of us are sharing, and if mother goes crazy and spends more of it, then there will be too little left for me. People feel that way about resources in general. In other words, if someone is rich, then they must be depriving someone who is poor from having more. But it is just not that way. Your son's expectation for well-being, if it is in place, will always be there. But his anger at you, as he feels that you are squandering it, is holding him in a place where well-being cannot flow to him. So if this has been the primary means, or the only means, through which his well-being is flowing, it is drying up. Not because of your behavior, but because of his response to your behavior. And whether he will learn that through something that you will say or not is questionable. Usually, words do not teach. Guest, okay, thank you very much.